Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
As I'm looking into the mirror and seeing how I look, I realize that no one will ever know who I am. So before we get into the Giants, Tiki Barber,
yes.
As you look at me through a camera, because I do have a clause in my contract that says every Halloween will be from home so I could trick or treat with my kids because I'm a big child. Do you have any idea what or who I am dressed as?
Homie the Clown.
Homie the Clown?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I'm wearing a white wig, right?
Yes.
I'm wearing like a black.
I don't know if that was the frill around the hat, though. So I can't tell that's the wig.
Sean, do you have a guess on what I and who I am dressed as?
So this is, I'm guessing it's a president of some sort, knowing you're a historian, knowing the kind of hat, knowing the gray. I'm going to go George Washington.
He nailed it. Ladies and gentlemen, okay. Sean Morash, you're my best friend.
All right.
Yeah.
Why do you have a Christmas hat on?
It's not. It's a colonial black hat, whatever it was called.
Tiki, what? To be fair, I thought he was Ebenezer Scrooge at first when I was staring at him in the break.
Well, here's the good news. We'll be on SNY at 4 o'clock. Everyone can take a look. I'm sure Digital will put out our opening monologue video and you could take a look. But I do agree, it doesn't appear like George Washington, but I tried to dress up as like George Washington. And the truth is, the only reason Sean realized it is because he knows I have an unhealthy obsession with presidents.
Exactly. If it wasn't Ebenezer Scrooge, it was a president based on the hair. That was it.
All right, fair enough. Now, let's get to the Giants. Let's get to what matters. We got a lot to do today. We'll get to the World Series. It has now been addressed by more than just us, the idea of Shohei Ohtani appearing in a Game 6 or a Game 7 and possibly playing the field, including the manager himself, Dave Roberts, had to address it, plus more fallout on Carl Banks versus Dexter Lawrence.
More? But,
yeah, really? There's even more, Tiki. It never ends.
God.
You tell me, Teak, because I have not watched every San Francisco 49er game, but like on every football Friday, I do my research, I watch some tape, I study some stats, and the more I looked at San Francisco, the more I come away that the Giants really should win this football game.
I mean, they can win this football game. That's the reality. By the way, I've said this about almost every game they played in the Jackson Dart era, that they can find ways to win games as long as they play sound defensively. And Jackson Dart continues to evolve and doesn't turn the football over. When you think about it, that's really what cost them in 2 of their 3 wins were in inopportune turnovers, save for the Eagles game, which I think they probably lose anyways, despite all the brouhaha that we made regarding the officials last weekend. I think the way that they win this game is by just playing smart football and not trying to be overly aggressive. But the one thing they definitely have to do is stop the run. Christian McCaffrey is back to the Christian McCaffrey, the healthy one, who when he hits a hole, he's going full speed. He'll make you miss if it's a one-on-one tackle. And I love watching as much as they're the enemy this weekend, I love watching their run game because it harkens back to my era. I mean, they play with a fullback, for Christ's sakes, right? And he lead blocks, and he's misdirection, and he creates space for the run game. So something they haven't been able to do, they're going to have to do extraordinarily efficiently this week in stopping the run. That's how they win this game.
But this is the thing that, and look, maybe it's because I haven't studied the tape enough. Christian McCaffrey, statistically as a running back, hasn't been the same guy.
No,
he's averaging his lowest yards per carry of his career. Now, he's still a major weapon as a receiver. 100%. I mean, I can't underestimate that. He is by far and away their best receiver. But the Niners haven't run the football as effectively as they have in the past. Has Christian McCaffrey? No. And so it kind of leads in to the Giants' weakness that may be set up as a good day for them because the Niners haven't run the football the way their reputation has
preceded. It depends on what you're watching. Like some games they don't. Last week he did not. 2 weeks ago he really did. And so it's give or take with that offense. And I think a lot of it is because Mac Jones is under center and it's not Brock Purdy. And so most teams aren't fearful of Mac Jones beating them over the top or beating them with timing, you know what I mean, in the scheme of a play. And so they can send it or keep an extra guy with his eye in the backfield, and it makes it harder to run the football. I don't know if Brock Purdy is playing this week. It's kind of questionable.
Doesn't look like it. It doesn't look
like it. And no. So the Giants are going to have to commit safety help to keeping the run under control. Otherwise, Christian McCaffrey beats you.
And the other question you have is if you look at the fourth quarter against Denver and then obviously the last game against Philadelphia, this defense has allowed 71 points in the last five quarters of football they have played.
And they've mostly been and they've been crushed a lot, Evan, in the run game. I know we're talking a lot about what Bo Nix in Denver did, but he also ran for two touchdowns.
Right.
Becoming the first quarterback, what was that stat, that's thrown for two and run for two in the fourth quarter. Maybe, I don't know how long, what the length of time was, but you don't hear that very often for a quarterback. And so the Giants' run defense is going to be the key, and it's something they just haven't done consistently well.
And that's going to be the big question. Can this Giant defense, which over the last game and a half has received most of the hate from their fans, rightfully so, considering the 71 points they've allowed in the last five quarters, but we can't diminish what they did against Philadelphia or what they did a few weeks earlier against the Chargers. So which Giant defense shows up on Sunday? I mean, which one is it? I mean, is Dexter Lawrence going to have extra motivation because of all the around them? Now, we know they're beat up in their secondary. I mean, Deontay Banks is going to have to play. As much as that bothers Giant fans, he's going to be out there. They're going to need him to make plays. But which Giant defense shows up on Sunday?
I tell you, this feels to me, you know, forget the analysis of what's going to happen, but this is, to me, a character-defining game for the Giants. They've played well at home. Their two wins in the Dart era have come at home.
Yes.
I believe that I don't know what the extra motivation is at home. Maybe they're just really excited for their fans. But this is more, to me, a character-defining opportunity for this team. And it's all these guys, right? It's Dexter Lawrence, who has been called out this week, and he's responded, and some of his teammates have responded. But you still got to show it. You got to show it. You got to show up on tape. You got to be that dominant player that had 9 sacks a year ago. He has a half a sack, as we said, this year, and he hasn't looked as disruptive as he previously has been. Deontay Banks, your first-round draft pick, dude. At some point, you got to get out of your own belief that you are doing well when you're not and play the game at a high level. And so character gets defined when you have these adversities, both off the field and on the field because of all the injuries that they have sustained. And, you know, obviously with Paulson Adebo and Javon Holland, like we don't know what the status is of these guys, but the guys that are playing, this is an opportunity. That's how I always looked at it early in my career, because I wasn't always the star. I was just a guy trying to hang on and make the team and return punts and be impactful. But whenever you got your opportunity, you had to take advantage of it.
You know what else it is?
And these guys need to do that. That's a character-defining moment for a lot of this team.
Completely agree with that, that it's character-defining for a lot of guys. I'll tell you what it is for me, just as a simpleton, as a fan. We have kind of broached this subject this entire season, and you hear it all day on WFAN. You'll hear the, what's it going to take for Brian Daboll to keep his job? Mm-hmm. It's like the discussion that's been going on since the preseason. And I think universally, we all agree the answer is win. Yes. It's a very simple answer. Where it gets complicated is how many, right? That's where it's subject to each person. Well, so I look at a game like this and say, if this man is going to win enough to keep his job for Giant fans and the organization to feel good about the direction of this team, this is one of those games at home against a team with their backup quarterback where you win. Yeah. So I think it's going to go a long way to kind of determining that question that's been over us for a while.
Look, I think that's dead on. You got to win, period. No matter what you say about Dabes, no matter what you think, it's win. But there are sub...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
There's subcategories to that I think Dabes is actually doing well. That is having his team prepared to play no matter who the opponent has been. And you've seen that ever since. Really, you saw that going back to the Dallas game. The first week of the season, it is what it is against Commanders. But the Dallas game, they were prepared to take advantage of a ridiculously weak Dallas secondary, and they capitalized on it. Defensively, they've had their issues all season long. But I'm talking specifically about the offense and what Dabes has purview/control over. They're prepared. You don't see this team... I don't know, waffling around and looking like a minor league squad against some of the best teams in the NFL. They're always prepared. But you're right. The next step is how do you win?
Right.
How do you create the winner? And that's on an individual level. It's on a team level, meaning decision-making level. We go back to that Denver game, that 3rd and 5 that I was harping on so much. Like, all of that stuff starts to wrap into how do you win? I think all the other measurables... Dabes is actually doing well on, you know, preparing his team. They don't quit. They play hard. All that stuff is check, check, check. But the W's aren't coming.
Yes.
And
yes.
If the W's don't come, he's not keeping his job.
That's the end all be all. You said it right there. Like, I agree with you. I haven't seen any evidence that they're quitting on him, that he's losing the locker room, that things are getting ugly, but you have to win games. And they're 2-6. And, you know, we've talked a lot about how difficult this schedule is, but the schedule can evolve based on health of opponents and way teams are playing. And I think looking at the Niners this Sunday, as compared to maybe the way I assume the Niners would look 7 weeks ago, it feels like a more winnable game today than it would have 6 weeks ago. And a part of that is probably Mac Jones. I mean, look, they're starting their backup quarterback. I know Mac Jones has led a team to the playoffs once before, and you could have worse backup quarterbacks than Mac Jones, but he's not Brock Purdy. So you look at a game like this, and to me, it feels very winnable. And if that resume at the end of the year is going to be enough to keep this head coach around at home against the Niners, I think this just qualifies as a game you kind of need to have.
Yeah.
Because I don't see him surviving going 4-13. I just don't.
No.
That's only two more wins the rest of the season. I don't even know if 5-12 is going to be enough. And that's sort of the pace they're on. I know we want to eliminate the first three games because Jackson Dart didn't start it. Well, we've got new variables now. Cam Scottaboo's not walking through that door. And we saw how much of an emotional lift he was for this team. So I look at Sunday, and I'm also a dreamer, too, for all the Giant fans out there. I'm a dreamer. I win this game, I'm thinking playoffs. I'm coming in Monday with playoff scenarios. So I would never mock anyone for doing that because I'm the biggest proponent of that. And so I never give up till it's over.
And by the way, for a team that started 1-5 that we saw last night, started 1-5, lost, Lamar Jackson was out. They're now 3-5.
Yeah.
They are the favorite to win the division.
They are.
And I guarantee you they get the 10 wins. They started 1-5, and they're going to get the double digits. Now, their schedule is much easier than the New York Giants, but the point is, it doesn't matter how you start. It's what you do when you face your adversity or stand up to it and finally start the win. And that's got to start this weekend for the Giants. A home game against a tough opponent who's coming across the country. You know exactly what they're going to try to do. So be ready for it and play great football, period.
And we live in an environment where the temperature always gets put up on this coaching staff and this general manager every time they lose. Yes. I mean, we always hear it after a loss. Coach has to go. You hear it all day around here, and I understand it. I mean, the guy's been here for a while. So if they lose this game to San Francisco on Sunday, and it doesn't even matter how.
I would say what it looks like. It matters what it looks like. Yeah, not anymore.
I think we're at the point where what it looks like is overrated. It's about, did you put a W in that column? They lose this game, and we're sitting here on Monday talking about a 2-7 football team. It's going to get louder. It's only going to get louder. So I look at this game as a winnishable game. And also, if you want Daboll back, and there are Giant fans who do, there's some that don't. Obviously, there's a split opinion. This game, I think, is going to go a long way in determining that.
Yeah, and you're going to be there. You and Sean
are going to be there. You're damn right. Now, does that make you nervous? Does that make you think I'm going to bring my Jets juju to the Giants?
Not at all. It makes me want to be able to steer. So you guys are, I think, are you across from me or are you above me?
I'm in the sun section of the 300s. Does that help you at all?
Yeah. So you're behind the visitor's bench.
Correct. I'm behind the visitor's bench. And I'm staring into the Giant bench. Yes.
Yes. So you're in front of me. So I'll be able to see you.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
I'm going to find the binoculars and seek you out. And maybe if things start going bad, I'm going to go over there in halftime and punch you in the nose. And then back and get the juju back on the Giant side.
Can I give you a factoid that may excite you and every Giant fan out there?
Go ahead.
I have only been to 3 Giants regular season or postseason games in my life. Okay. Let's eliminate the preseason, okay? We're going to throw that out the window. I have been to 3 games that counted. They are 3-0, okay? 2 Super Bowls against the Patriots, win-win. Uh-huh. And believe it or not, I looked it up to figure out what day it was. I actually went to a random regular season game back in 2004, and they won that game. And they didn't win a lot of home games that year. In fact, it was a game against the Cleveland Browns on a Sunday afternoon. So, undefeated! So I walk into that building, Tiki, with Sean Morash as probably the only person who could say, I've never seen the New York Giants lose in person. You're welcome.
Small sample size. That's the argument. That's the pushback. Small sample size.
Yeah, but the sample size includes 2 Super Bowls, Tiki.
That's true. That's true.
The 2 biggest wins, arguably, in the history of the franchise. And you're like, I don't count that. I mean, come on.
So now we're going to elevate this to that level of importance of win. Well, you know, well, if you're keen on keeping Dabes, then it is.
Yes, I was going to say, for the Daboll family, yes, it is that high. Does that give you confidence, Sean, that you're going to a Giant game with a man who has never seen them lose in person in a regular season or postseason game?
It slightly, because as you're doing this math, I just went through my head. I don't remember the last Giants win I've been at, and I go to at least 1, if not 2 games a year. I mean,
are you serious?
Years. Years. Even the last semi-win I saw was the tie in 2022 versus the Commanders. So, like, it has been that long for me to see a win. And I'm winless this year. I was at week 1 in Washington.
Well, hold on a second. All right, now, I know you're not as anal as me. I understand that. You have to now provide us.
I got to go back and look at the schedules here.
Yes, you got to provide us with the data of what your record is. Because now it's the irresistible force versus the immovable object if I'm going with you.
I you know what? Little homework assignment. I will have this by the beginning of next segment.
All right, so we'll find out how bad Sean's losing streak is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.